It is our James Milner contract reaction show. Neil Atkinson has got Kev Walsh. Siobhan Began has just referred to himself in the third person, really weirdly. And Andy Heaton with us for this to talk about basically the fact that James is going to sign a, well, has signed a new deal. And Andy, it's just interesting to me that it feels like he's committed entirely to everything Liverpool are about with this one. He's had other offers on the table, obviously. Other people will have wanted to give him more money or more time or both. You get the impression Milner wants to go out at the very top, and Liverpool will help him go out at the very top.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant. And if you would have said to me that back in 2015, it was when he signed that he'd still be here going into season 2023, having won the FA Cup, the League Cup, the Premier League and the European Cup. Well, he's not a bad little run, is it, for someone who City wants to supposedly get rid of? But no, fantastic. I was hoping this was going to be the news that was coming through, because there was a bit of a silence at the end of the season, and normally that's when you find out that the players are leaving or they've got something lined up. By the sounds of it, the club have fought tooth and nail, or more specifically, the managers fought tooth and nail to keep him there. And it sounds like there's a longer-term plan as well for him after this season, whether that's coaching at the club or... Well, it does sound like coaching at the club, but, you know, you talk about all this talk of leadership and the leadership groups at Liverpool, and he's very much central to that. I think that's clear. It's talked about so much. You've got Jordan Henderson's there. I think you've got, fair to say, Alisson, Becker, Virgil van Dijk, Jordan Henderson. And more than anything, I think over the past few months towards the tail end of the season, he's proven his worth. This isn't like a valedictory, you know, or celebratory contract, a lifetime president sponsorship thing to give, or pat on the head, or the Ryan Giggs contract, as you'd otherwise normally call it. He signed a deal because he has worth at this football club. And personally, I'm made up for the lad.